This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. We examine common health issues in our series Vital Signs. In this edition, exposure to lead. It's caused a crisis with Flint, Michigan's water supply, but the CDC says at least 4 million households have children living in them that are being exposed to high levels of lead. I talked about lead exposure with Dr. Joanne Schulte. She's a toxicologist with the North Texas Poison Center at Parkland Hospital System. She's also a pediatrician. North Texas is no stranger to having problems with large levels of lead contamination. I'm thinking, what, West Dallas?
Well, the smelters in West Dallas were certainly a huge, huge problem. Back in the 90s, the level around the smelters, the mean blood lead level was 20, which is obviously a lot higher than the 5 that we worry about now. And approximately 10% of the children around West Dallas smelters had blood lead levels that were above 30. So those are the kinds of blood lead levels that produce acute physical symptoms. Children are vomiting, there's brain edema, and those children got treated and chelated, and West Dallas became a EPA Superfund site with a cleanup done. So this Dallas certainly had its lead problems, and they were dealt with through a series of lawsuits and action by community pediatricians and others.
Even though supposedly it has been cleaned up, does that contamination ever really go away?
I think it has gone away because they've done follow-ups here in Dallas, and the most recent studies were done in early 2000s, and the average blood lead level was 2.8 micrograms. So that's far, far down from what it was in West Dallas at the time that the lead smelting was going on.
So there is a level then of lead contamination or exposure at which point it's either safe or not as dangerous?
I would say not as dangerous. I don't know that any level of lead is safe, but it's a matter of how do you completely eliminate it from the environment. I mean, it's still a source of pollution. There are still old houses with lead paint chips in them. One thing that is not uncommon to hear about in Texas is pottery that's lead contaminated. There's makeup that contains lead. So there are other sources of it.
It's all around us.
It's all around you, yeah.
Even, let's say, in our own homes, hard as we may try to
yes,
keep them
I mean,
clean.
Yes. Another thing that we commonly see when we have lead clinic is people who are coming in from gun ranges. Lead is in bullets, and we have treated people with blood lead levels of 40 to 70 who worked at gun ranges.
You can also find it in dust, as I understand?
Yes. That's part of what goes on with the soil in West Dallas. It's also an issue at the gun shooting ranges.
Let me ask you something really basic. What is lead and why is it so dangerous? What makes it so dangerous?
Lead is an element, and what makes it dangerous is if you think back to your chemistry classes when you had to learn about the charges on stuff, mm-hmm. Lead is +2, which is the same as calcium, which is the same as iron. The body mistakes it for other compounds that is needed, and it puts it into red blood cells, and it puts it elsewhere in the body. The other issue is that lead is not a one-time thing. If you have a high enough blood lead level, you get chelated with an oral medication, and that gets rid of your blood lead level. There's still reservoirs of the lead in your bone marrow, so you can be chelated one time, and then your body does a redistribution, and your blood lead level goes back up. So it could take a long, long time to get rid of huge exposures of lead.
Is lead exposure more harmful to children than adults?
It's harmful to adults in the acute sense, but it's more harmful to children because their brains are still growing and developing, and in essence, you're altering their development. The IQ thing is huge. There have been follow-up studies out of Boston that find with low blood lead levels, you could have an IQ point difference of 5 to 10 points.
So with Flint very much in the news, and certainly to anyone hearing this discussion, they're probably wondering about lead levels in local water here in Dallas or North Texas.
The latest data is from 2014. The figure you're hearing from Flint and from the EPA is 15 parts per billion, and Dallas is well below that.
So we're safe?
On the overall water quality in Dallas, yes.
Dr. Schulte, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.